弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
是不是每一家都很平安啊？
Is every family peaceful?
有没有哪一家的房子啊，或者什么出现了比较严重的一些问题？
Is there any serious damage to anyone's house?
如果您需要弟兄姊妹，希望教会为您祷告的话，希望您用可以的方式来告诉我们。
If you have any prayer request, please let us know.
为什么可以的方式？
To make us know in all kind of ways.
我星期一还星期二，我就试着把我那个有的那个电话簿啊，就每个电话去打打看。
On Monday or Tuesday, I try to call every single phone number on the phone list I have.
我只打通了很就是五个以下，其他通都不通。
I was only able to make it through for less than 5 phone numbers, and the rest did not go through.
而且那个电话是一出去就没有了，就是完全是断讯的状态。
And actually, most of the phone numbers really got disconnected.
所以也许弟兄姊妹还有一些我们不知道的电话啊，不知道电话号码，那你们可以用合适的方式能够通知到我们，可以为你提代祷事项的弟兄姊妹能够。为你祷告。
It might be that there are some phone numbers that I do not have and we do not know, but if it's possible, please make known to them. So we, if there are any prayer requests, then please let us know.
我想这一次的风灾是对很多人都是应该印象很深刻。
I think this time the hurricane has made a deep impression to many of us.
我是来自一个常常发生台风地方的一个人。
I come from a country where typhoon occurs very often.
而且都非常的强，不是像这样，很强很强的台风。
Which are actually much stronger typhoon than the one just occurred.
但是我好像印象都还没有停电停一个礼拜。
But I've never gone through such a without power for this one week.
不过这次我想主在我们身上有很多的恩典。
But I think Lord has much grace on us this time.
虽然这个风哈影响很大，但是呢，还是很多恩典在我们身上。
Although this hurricane has such big impact, but there's still a lot of grace upon us.
因为最近这一个多月哈，我们家前面那条路啊，树大概砍掉，我印象中应该有六棵以上。
During last month, the trees on the street in front of my house.More than six of them were being cut.
包括其中一棵在我家的大门，我家门口那个还有个很大的树。
Including one huge tree right in front of my house.
砍过之后呢，我去数一数呢，那棵树大概可能超过70年。
After it was being cut down, I counted. It seems this tree might be 70 or more years old.
这个树砍完之后哈，我有个想法说，下次停电我们应该没有份的吧。
After the tree was being cut, I was thinking to myself that maybe the next time if we lose power, then maybe it won't happen to my house.
但是礼拜一还不到三点大概，我们家电就没有了。
Past Monday, that even before 3 p.m., my home lost power.
人算不如天算。
For God's ways higher than our ways.
虽然已经砍了很多棵树，但是就是有一棵树没砍到。
Although there were so many trees being cut off, but just one tree did not get cut.
就是那棵树一倒下来，我们那很大一片的区域通通没有电。
It was because of that tree which caused a lot of power loss in our area.
还有一件事情我到现在还想不太通。
And there's one more thing which now I still don't understand.
因为我家那个屋顶上有一个那个很老旧的那个电视天线。
Because there is a very old antenna on top of my roof.
那这是风吹吹就把它吹下来。
So as the wind blew, the antenna fell off.
我以前也对这有点担心了，但是因为在屋顶哈，我想说我很，就我不太容易去弄它。
I have been worried about this, but because it was on top of the roof, so it was not easy for me to reach it.
但这是真的被吹下来了。
But this time it really got blown off.
但是吹下什么时候吹下来我不知道。
How did it got blown down? I did not.
我看到的时候呢？就离我家的窗户啊，不到一寸。
When I saw it, I realized it was actually less than one inch away from my window.
我就想不通， 怎么会这样吹下来不把窗户打破？
So I was never understood how could it be blew off but it did not break through our window.
因为你这样一甩下来至少也要打到，但是就是没有事。
As it fell down, most likely it would broke our window, but it did not happen.
连声音都没听到。
We did not even hear any sound.
那个我们听到有一个玻璃破的声音，就不是我家的窗户，是我们家隔壁的他的那个外面的那个玻璃门。
We did hear the glass broken noise, but it was not our window, it was someone else's.
神有特殊的恩典。
God really has his special grace.
我只能感谢敬拜他，其他我都不知道。
I can only give thanks and worship him, but I know nothing else.
怎么可以刚好打到那个窗子，那个就不是上沿了，是刚好在窗子中间了，那玻璃的中间了，但是呢窗子就不会破。
It just exactly fell in the middle of this window, but the window did not break.
真的神有特殊恩典。
It's so true that God has his special grace.
不晓得怎么掉下来。
I didn't know how this fell down.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感觉你是那十分宝贵的主。
Lord, truly we feel that you are the Lord who is so precious.
不管我们明白不明白，知道不知道，你都在明处暗处的看护、保守、带领我们。
Regardless of whether we know or understand or not, but you have watched over us, whether in opening or secretly.
你实在是那位至高者，而且你也在人的国中掌权。
You are truly the one most high, and also you govern in the midst of people's kingdom.
你是那位值得我们多多认识的主。
You are the Lord who is worthy for us to know more.
你值得我们用我们的生命来跟随你。
And you are so worthy for us to follow you with our lives.
你值得我们把我们的生活能够进入到你的生活里面去。
You are worthy to let our lives to be enter into your lives.
我们实在求你带我们进入你和天父那样宝贵的交通。
Pray that you bring us enter into such precious fellowship just like you and the Father.
使我们真能够被磨成神儿子的样式。
So we can truly be conformed into the image of God's Son.
使我们真的能够照你的旨意来跟随你。
So we can truly follow you according to your will.
使你的名能够借着你的教会能够得到荣耀。
So your name can be glorified through your church.
谢谢。
Thank the Lord.
愿你今天向我们说话。
Pray that you speak to us today.
像翻译的，像说话的，像听话的，你都向我们显现，向我们说话。
Manifest to us and also speak to each one of us, to the one who translates, to the one who hears and the one who speaks.
把我们需要的话，求你从宝座倾倒下来。
Pour down your words, which we need from your throne.
让我们被你遇见，也让你的话刻在我们的心上。
So we can be met by you and also engrave your words onto our heart.
谢谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you and praise you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
好嘞。好，我们读一点圣经哈。
Let's read a place of scriptures.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这一节哈，在达比的翻译就是神是信实的啊，借着他你们就是你们被召乃是进入他儿子耶稣基督我们的主的交通。
In Darby translation, it says that God is faithful by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以这是神在我们身上不但救我们，把我们带到天父与神儿子那个交通的那个实际里面去。
So God on earth, not just that he has saved us, but he has brought us to enter into the reality of having fellowship with our Heavenly Father.
所以我们在得救之后，不应该再一直觉得自己是很孤独的。
So after we are being saved, we should not feel that we are lonely.
因为至少我们可以进入天父与神儿子的交通。
For at least, we shall be able to enter into the fellowship between the Son and Heavenly Father.
也因着这个交通，把我们带到跟弟兄姊妹 那个生命灵里面的那个属天的宝贵的交通。
And because of this fellowship, it brings us to enter into the fellowship with brothers and sisters, and also the precious fellowship in life.
我们在读以弗所书第一章。
And we will read Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第十节第十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
我们再看以弗所书第四章十二到十六节。
Please look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 to 16.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
我们越进入跟主的交通，
The more we enter into the fellowship with the Lord,
我们跟主的关系就越加的亲密。
The more intimate is our relationship with the Lord,
就越知道怎么样连于元首基督。
And even more we know how to be connected with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们越知道怎么，我们越实际的连于元首基督，我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系就更能够在生命里面，更能够在灵里面。
The more we can be connected to the head, our Lord Jesus Christ, then our relationship, our fellowship with brothers and sisters can be even more in life and in spirit.
而且也能够真正的在基督的爱，在神的爱里面。
And can truly be in the love of Christ and the love of God.
但是我们要进入天父与神儿子的交通，这不是我们随便可以进去的。
But we cannot just enter very casually into the fellowship with Heavenly Father and His Son.
神为着要给我们这样的特殊的恩典，让我们能够进入天父与神儿子的交通。
In order for God to give us such special grace, so we can enter into the fellowship with the Father and the Son.
他必须要让他的儿子道成肉身，死在十字架上，被世人弃绝，而且三天复活。
He must have his son to have the word become flesh, to die on the cross, and being cast out by man, and resurrected after 3 days.
而且他还要回到天上去。
And he has to return to heaven.
所以我们每一次能够进到灵里面，跟主、跟天父有交通的时候，你要觉得这是一件非常宝贵、非常难得的这个特殊的恩典。
So as each time we can enter into the Spirit and enter into the fellowship between the Father and the Son, we have to know it's something very precious and also it's our privilege.
没有一个世上的人为这个交通曾经付过代价。
There is none on the earth have paid any price for this kind of fellowship.
这所有的代价都是神啊，我们主耶稣基督，他完全的，就是他为了付了所有的代价。
All the price was being paid by God and also our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们越进入这个交通，你就发现你里面越能够感谢神。
So the more we can enter into this fellowship, then the more we can thank God.
你越进入这个交通，你就越发现这个生主给我们的生命实在是极其的宝贵。
The more we enter into such fellowship, then the more we realize how precious is the life that's given from God.
但是这个交通不停留在个人。
But this kind of fellowship does not just stop with individuals.
神虽然拯救许许多多的弟兄姊妹，但不停留在个人。
Although God has saved so many brothers and sisters, but this fellowship does not stop with each individual.
神要使这许许多多弟兄姊妹能够众圣徒在真道上同归于一。
God would like all those brothers and sisters, all the saints, can be united in one on truth.
并且那个基督的身体能够真的被建立起来。
And the body of Christ can be built up.
基督的身体建立起来是靠外面的工作，还是靠神在我们里面的工作？
Does the building up of the body of Christ, is it through the outward work or through the inward working from God?
这是我们需要到神面前去问问神。
That is something we need to ask God.
如果靠外面的工作可以把基督身体建立起来，那太简单了。
It's so easy if the body of Christ can be built up through the outward works.
那主耶稣有需要付这么大的代价来死而复活吗？
Then, would our Lord Jesus even need to pay such great price and also die and resurrected?
所以所有神成就的工作不单在外面看到，更重要是在人的生命中，那个真正的把神新造的生命赐给人。
So all the work accomplished by God, it's not only we can sing outwardly, but also it's that the newly life from God can be formed in and given to one.
所以这个交通是非常的宝贵。先有一个重的交通，就是跟主、跟天父能够进入那个生命交通的实际。
So this kind of fellowship is very precious. There, first of all, there's the vertical fellowship which can enter into the reality of fellowship with God and Father.
把在神面前亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲手摸过的交通带到弟兄姊妹当中，这个交通弟兄姊妹就得到极大的益处。
To bring out this fellowship which truly have been seen, been heard, and also been touched from God to be brought to brothers and sisters, which can be precious.
其实这不是我们的努力，其实我们只要愿意在神面前做一个对的人，我们的主、我们的父，他非常愿意跟我们随时有交通。
Actually, that's not by our own effort. As long as we are the right person before God, then our Lord, our Father, always would like to have fellowship with us.
所以进入这个交通人不是一个苦修的人。
So in order to enter into this fellowship, it's not by our own effort.
不是好像自己要苦待自己。
It's not to buffet our own bodies.
他只要在神面前做一个对的人就对了。
As long as we can be the right person before God.
那神非常乐意跟我们交通。
Then God is very pleased to fellowship with us.
上个主日哈，我到外面去，到别的地方去聚会。
Last Lord's Day, I went to gather with another meeting.
我整个思想呢，就是在想说，我要去那里要交通什么。
All I have been thinking was that when I go there, what can I fellowship about?
那我就在主面前寻求，我们就知道说我大概要交通哪些方面。
Then after I seek before the Lord, then I know what I need to share.
所以我早上很早就起来，然后跟主就交通，就一直在思考，在交通，在那天聚会所要交通的东西。
So I woke up very early and I keep meditating and also fellowship with the Lord what I will share that meeting.
那我看，时间差不多了，我应该要出门了。
Then I look at it was about time for me to leave.
没想到正要出门的时候，我有个感动在我的心里面。
But then, just when I have to leave home, there was a touch in me.
那个感动呢，就是有一个词出现了。
Then a verse came up.
哎呀，我根据以前的经验，这有词出现的时候，就不要刻意把它压掉，我就赶快回来，我说好，晚几分钟走吧，就把它就记下来。
Based on my past experiences, I know that if there is verse coming up, I should not quench it. So therefore, I delayed to go out and I wrote this down.
很快的，在五分钟之内，那就写完了。有一首等一首歌的三段词。
Actually, those are lyrics for songs, and within 5 minutes, I wrote it down.
那我想，哇，我说主耶稣，怎么在这个时候给我？
Then I thought, Oh Lord, how come you give to me now?
当然，这个得着呢，跟上一个星期五，就是那个前两天的那个星期五的聚会有关系。
Actually, what I have received has to do with the past Friday's gatherings.
因为那一天哈，我们读了那个《使徒行传》第十三章。
Because that day we read Book of Acts chapter 13.
那十三章呢，就讲到说，这个特别提到有一段就提到。这个神呢，就拣选大卫来做王。
Because in Acts chapter 13, there says that God has chosen David to be the king.
那在十三章的第二十二节说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”
In Acts 13, verse 22 says that I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
这个合我心意，这个是什么回事呢？
So a man after my own heart, what does it mean?
我看一下，
在那个橘色的上面。
不是，我要看哪里？
橘色字的上面。
我知道，我知道，我在看。对对，OK， 他这是 a man after my a man after my own heart， 啊，就是 after my own heart。那在原文那个字呢是 according to my own heart。
In the original text, it should be a man according to my own heart.
所以就发现大卫为什么怎么合神心意呢？他在跟神交通当中，亲近神当中，他知道了神的心意。
So how is David according to God's heart? It's that through his fellowship, through his intimate drawing toward the Lord, he knows God's heart.
这不是别人教他的，这是他亲近神，他认识神，他经历神当中，他发现神的心意在这里。
Those were not being taught by other people, but through his fellowship and through his understanding, knowing the Lord, he understands God's will.
然后他说什么？凡是遵行我的，就是行出来，就是他知道的神的心意什么？他就照着神的心意去做。
And here it says, which shall fulfill all my will. It means that after David knows God's will, he can walk out.
有时候我自己也有这样的困难，我知道明明是这个意思，但是我就不想要。
Often I have the same difficulty is that I know God's will, but I do not do it.
我不会根据说我知道神是这样要的，所以我就根据去了。
I'm not able to follow and able to follow up what God would like me to do.
但是大卫在神面有一个很特别的地方是，他清楚了，他确定了，神是心是神的心意是这样，神要这样，他就根据这个去做。
What is special about David is that after he knows and understands what God would like to do, that he's able to carry it out.
所以对我或对弟兄姊妹都有一个挑战，神的心意是什么？神要什么？
So there's this challenge to myself and also to brothers and sisters. What is God's will? What does he want?
我真的知道了吗？
Do I really know about it?
我知道的有把握吗？
Do I have such confidence?
如果我真的知道有把握了，然后我就照着去行。
And if I know and really I have such confidence, then I should do it.
那产生什么结果呢？基督是从他的后裔出来的。
So what was the result? It was that Christ came from his descendants.
所以今天我们如果要催促主的再来，
So today if we would like to hasten Lord's coming,
我想我们也需要像大卫这样能够知道神的心意， 根据神的心，能够行在神的心里面。
We should also be like David to know God's will and walk according to His will.
另外在三十六节。
Also in verse 36.
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid unto his fathers.
他英文的翻译就是，他英文的是小字的翻译，就是大卫按着神的旨意服侍那一世代的人就睡了。
For the English translation is that he served his own generation by the will of God and fell asleep.
你发现中文这里有一个遵行，跟刚才那个地方也有一个遵行，在中文的翻译是一样的，对不对？
Actually, in Chinese, there is also the verse which says that we should fulfill all God's will.
在前面那个是 do, 是做的意思，是行的意思。
In verse 22, it actually has the meaning of do it.
但是这个字呢，这里这个字呢，它的原文里面是有两个字根来组成的，一个是 under, 一个是 roll, 就是划桨的那个。
In 36, actually, it's with the original text, they are the meaning of under and also roll.
我看到那个字的时候，我心里就有一幅图画出现。以前我们看过或者电影或者知道什么那些古时候的战船或者是商船，它后面它的这个甲板下面有很多奴隶在那里划船。
When I see this verse in Chinese, there appears a picture, which is that when we look at in the movies or the other times, that they were warrior ships, which we can see a lot of servants or bond slaves that were rowing underneath.
通常那个奴隶呢，他的脚是被铁链或者锁链锁在那个船上，他是不可能走的。那个船安全，他就安全。船没有了，他也没有了。
The bond slaves were being chained together with the ship. So if the ship was safe, then the bond slaves were safe. And if the ship was in danger, then so were the bond slaves.
所以这个字就是那一个，好像那一个在船舱下面的那个划桨的那个人，跟那个船绑在一起的那个人。
So this word were just like those bond slaves who were rowing the ship underneath, which is being bonded together with the ship.
我看到这个字的时候，因为我们前一段时间我们在读诗篇呢，怎么卷一卷二，先卷二读完，要准备读卷三，里面很多大卫的诗。
When I read this verse, I thought of the book of Psalms as we were studying this, and there were so many psalms written by David.
那许多诗里面，大卫你发现他很受苦啊，很受压，好像他完全被弃绝啊，而且他好像完全没有盼望，而且是，然后他从很低潮呢，又走到神把他带出来的光景。
When we read those psalms written by David, we felt that he was under so much suffering, so much oppression, and he was being put down to very low position. However, that after he gone through such low time, he was being raised up again.
那个感受是很深很深的。
And those were such deep feelings.
我看到这个字的时候，我就觉得好像他就是那个在船在那个底舱里面，在那里要划桨的那些人。
When I read this word, then I felt that as if David was someone who was rolling underneath the ship, just like those bond slaves.
所以在以色列人面前，他是神立的王。
So before Israelite, he was the one, the king being set by God.
在神面前，他是那条以色列那条船的那个划桨的人。
But before God, he was someone rowing the boat before Israelites.
那他知道神的心意，他知道神的心。
He knew God's will and God's heart.
也许被他服侍的那当时的以色列人有很多不知道神的心。
Maybe for many of those who he served at his generation did not understand God's will.
那他就在暗中在那里服侍，再服侍，划桨再划桨，然后把这个。能够达到神所要达到的那个心意里面去。
in hiddenly that he continued to serve them and also keep rowing the boat until serve them to be according to God's will.
这是我在周五我们在一起读圣经的时候我得到进一步的认识和帮助。
That was what I got help from and also understand more through our Bible study on Friday night.
我没有想到在上个主日呢, 主就把这个认识就变成歌词。
I did not thought that God has changed this kind of understanding into lyrics for me.
这歌词内容就是我愿做个合神心意的人。
The lyrics were that I'm willing to be someone according to God's heart.
做一个快乐的摇桨人。
To be a joyful man who's rowing the boat.
我在想说那个在这船舱底下怎么会快乐呢？
Then I saw that when we're underneath the boat, how could we be joyful?
只有神在那里，但你才会快乐。
Only when there's God's presence, then we can be joyful.
主耶稣是我的力量，是我的诗歌。 也是拯救。
Lord Jesus is my strength, my song, and also salvation.
愿神开启我心, 使我认识你的心。
Pray God opens my heart so I can understand your heart.
愿神感动我心, 使我体贴你的心。
May God touches my heart so that I can understand your heart.
愿神成就我心, 愿神成全我心。
May God perfect my heart so can fulfill your heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
万物万有, 同声, hallelujah.
All things, all creation in one accord says hallelujah.
好, 这是第一节。
That's the verse one of the lyrics.
我给他唱一下好了，好吧。
So I will sing for everyone now.
我愿做一个合神心意的人。 做一个快乐的摇桨人，主耶稣是我的力量，是我诗歌，也是拯救。愿神开启我心，认识你的心。愿神感动我心。 体贴你的心，愿神成全我心，成就你的心。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，万物万有同声哈利路亚。这是星期五，我在洗澡的时候，主就突然把这个曲子给我。
The Lord has all of a sudden gave me this melody when I was taking a shower on Friday.
我也没有想到主原来那个时候给我。
I never thought that Lord would give me this melody at that time.
这是我给大家一个例子，你怎么样在主面前有交通。
So this is just an example that how we fellowship with the Lord.
因为你不知道会有什么东西出现。
Because you never know what will appear.
我们不需要把主限制在我们这个狭小的这个思考的范围以内。
We should not limit our Lord in our own limited own thinking.
神是至高至大的。
God is the one most high and almighty.
神是极其丰富的。
God is so rich.
我是不懂音乐的人。
I'm someone who do not know about music.
五线谱看不懂的人。
I cannot even read the notes.
我是没有在写东西的人。
And I don't write those lyrics.
但是我就没有想到跟他交通。 他就要我写。
But I have never thought as I fellowship with the Lord then he asked me to write them.
因为我已经在20多年前我想说我绝对不写东西。
Because even since more than 20 years ago I've decided that I will never write anything again.
那时候是还没信主。
At that time I did not believe the Lord yet.
但是没有想到到了一个时候跟主交通，主说你要把它记下来。
But I never saw that when I fellowshiped with the Lord to the point that He told me I should write them down.
我在大学的时候看到人家会作曲，哇，好了不起啊！
When I was in college, when I saw other people able to create those lyrics and melodies, then I thought they were so great.
哎，我没有想到有一天，在我想不到的时候，主把曲子给我。
I've never thought that at the time, I've never thought of that Lord gave me those melody.
但是我还是没有本事把它写出来。
But I never have the ability to write it down.
我只能把它录音，让主借着可以帮助我的人把它做出来。
I could only record them and also let the Lord through those who can help me to write them out.
所以我们真的愿意进入天父与神儿子的交通。
So,
你的生活会变得非常的奇妙。
If we are really willing to enter into the fellowship between God and His Son, then your life becomes so amazing.
那你到弟兄姊妹当中，你会把神的奇妙带给弟兄姊妹。
When you come to be with brothers and sisters, you will bring the amazing of God to two brothers and sisters.
我相信今天，如果这个曲子是从 我们几位施行姊妹来，你就觉得他们本来就会音乐的，没有这么就是说这么特别。
I trust that if those melody and lyrics come from our pianists, then you would think that they already know music. Then it's not as amazing.
神是活的。
God is living.
神是丰富的。
And God is so rich.
只有我们会限制神。
Only ourselves would limit God.
如果我们不限制神， 神要提升我们,
if we do not limit God, then He will lift us up and more.
所以当我们进入这些交通的时候, 我们心里应该在主面产生一个渴慕。
So as we enter into such fellowship, we should have a desire in our heart.
羡慕做一个属灵的人。
To have desire to be someone who is spiritual.
羡慕主把我们带入这个属灵的交通里面去。
And have the desire that our Lord bring us to enter into the spiritual fellowship.
羡慕主恩待我们，使我们可以成为有属灵供应的器。And
desire that the Lord is gracious to us, so we become the vessel we can provide spiritually.
如果教会里面有许许多多的弟兄姊妹，有真正出于圣灵属灵的这个供应。
If there are many brothers and sisters in the church that can really have the provision from Spirit,
人来到教会不会看饭好不好吃。
Then when people come to the gathering, they will not look at how delicious are the meals.
人来到教会会看到神在我们当中。
When people come to the gathering, they will know that God is in the midst of us.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So that is very precious.
那在许多属灵的 这些的供应，有一个供应就是话语的供应。
And among one of the spiritual provisions, that is the words, the provision of the words.
我们看哥林多前书14章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy.
哥林多前书12:13-14。
First Corinthians chapter 12:13-14.
他们三个是三合一的，是绑在一起的。
Those are the three chapters are bonded together.
是很多读圣经的弟兄，他们都有同样的感受。
And many brothers who read the Bible, they feel the same way.
12章讲到基督的身体。
Chapter 12 talks about the body of Christ.
但是这个身体呢, 要有属灵的各方面的恩赐和各方面的彰显。
But this body shall be manifested through many spiritual gifts.
这些彰显的结果是让人看见一个身体。
And the result of such manifestation is so people can see this body.
所以运用属灵的恩赐, 如果不是在一个身体的原则底下, 人看不见一个身体。
Therefore, to use the spiritual gifts, if it's not under the principle of the body, then people cannot see this body.
如果恩赐只是一个独特的，我会这个，就这个，那个，然后是各不相干，没有在整个身体里面，人看不见身体，人只看见个别的恩赐。
If such spiritual gifts are just operated individually and each are not being connected together, then people cannot see this body.
但是如果恩赐是在主座头，在圣灵，在天父，在主这个实际的引导底下，在那个身体的那个实际的原则底下，你就发现不但看到恩赐，更看见这个恩赐彰显那个基督身体的丰富出来。
But if each gift are are being guided by the Lord as the head, and each function together in this body, then people can see the manifestation.
而这些的恩赐在那里运动，在那里使用，在那里运行的时候，
and as those gifts are being used and also operated,
十三章告诉我们，它的环境，它的真正的内容就是充满了神的爱。
And chapter 13 tells us that then its environment and its content of all those gifts are being filled with God's love.
所以如果只有恩赐，看不见神的爱，这个恩赐就算不得什么了。
Therefore, if there are only gifts, but one cannot see the love of God, then those gifts are nothing.
而这个爱呢，是在一个身体的原则里面才能够丰富的经历。
And one can only experience the riches of this love in the principle of a body.
我记得有弟兄这样讲，而且我们常有吃东西啊，哎，咬到舌头，对不对？舌头也是一个肢体嘛。那你舌头说，我老是被你咬，不干了，不当舌头，可以吗？
I remember a brother often says that if we bite our tongue, which is actually part of the member of the body, and if our tongue says that you bit me, so therefore I stop functioning, would that be okay?
舌头虽然常常被咬，但是呢，还是要忍耐让它好起来，继续尽舌头的功用。
Although our tongue are often being bitten, but we should endure and also continue to function as a tongue.
所以这个里面是有一个很奇妙的那个生命的经历。
Therefore, there are all those amazing life experiences within.
而且很奇怪，如果一个身体正常的话，各个肢体是很和谐，但是呢，大家又好像感觉没有存在，是存在的，但又好像不存在。
And it's amazing that if a body functions normally, then each member is in harmony with one another. Although you do not feel that each other's existence, however, they are together functioning in harmony.
我手一个手没有办法，另外一个手就自然来帮助他。
If one of my hand cannot hold it, then the other hand immediately comes to help.
我两只手没有办法，我的腰，我的这个腿呢，就自然用力跟着去帮助他。
If both of my hands cannot help with something, then my waist and my legs come to support them.
那个手不会特别强调它是手。
Those hands would never emphasize those hands.
脚也不会特别强调它是脚。
And nor legs.
但是呢，一真的需要的时候呢，很自然的就都用上，都显出那个奇妙的那种能力出来。
But when needed, immediately, very naturally, they manifest their function.
像我们的胃在里面，根本看不见。
For example, we do not even see our stomach.
你什么时候觉得胃存在呢？
When do you feel your stomach exists?
胃痛啊。
When you have stomach ache.
胃不正常了，你才知道啊，我有胃，我胃在哪里？你才摸得到，因为它痛。
When the stomach becomes abnormal, then you can feel its pain.
所以很简单，我们其实神把教会成为一个基督的身体，对我们来讲应该是很容易体会的，因为我们也有一个身体。
Therefore, it should be very easy for us to understand, experience that God let church become the body of Christ, since we also have our own body.
什么时候这个肢体一直需要去照顾它的时候，它大概是出问题了。
Whenever we should take special care of this certain member of the body, then it means that there's a problem.
常常这个胃痛，
I often have stomach ache.
结果呢，吃东西也要受限制。
Then there's a problem when I eat.
用力也要受限制。
Even when I move or.
对，因为胃痛的人不能用太大力，就会出血的。
Because I cannot use too much strength, as there might be bleeding in the stomach.
对不对？那生活也不能太晚睡了啊，也很多东西都不能做了。
And also in daily life functions, there are many things I no longer can do.
所以知道一个肢体出问题，他就感觉他特别存在，其他的肢体都跟他一起很痛苦。
So when a member of the body has problem, then you feel its existence, and so all other members of the body start to feel it together.
而且很多正常该做的事情都不能做了。
Then all those things that we can do normally no longer can be done.
我以前打球的时候打得好高兴啊。
When I used to play basketball, I really enjoyed it.
那 我正好有机会可以参加台湾的大专杯比赛，哎呀，我真是求之不得，这真的可以参加，好，心里好盼望啊。
When I had a chance to join this contest in Taiwan, I was so happy.
没想到，在练习赛里面，我一个转身投篮，下来的时候，他比我先下去，我就踩到他身上，我整个脚就一变成就是脚踝变九十度。
But I've never thought that I actually hurt myself during the practice games.
这一个失去了参加大专杯的机会。
Then I lost this chance to join the contest.
而且呢，我要拄拐杖。
And I even need to use the crutches.
而且呢，我去接受医疗呢，花了一年以上的时间。
It actually took me more than 1 year to get completely healed.
整个的生活彻底的改变。
My whole life got really changed.
就是因为那个地方受伤。
All because that my feet got hurt.
更严重的是。
Even more serious.
一年以后觉得没事了。
After 1 year, I thought I was okay.
有一次，好，这里重新再开张，再打。
Then I decided that let me start over again.
结果我一上去，哎，慢慢走，慢慢跑，没事。
So when I was on the basketball court, at first I jog or walk slowly. It was okay.
开始激烈了。
When the game becomes serious.
我一跑，啪，跪下去了。
Then after I started to run, I actually kneeled down.
外面看好了，里面骨头没有好。
Outwardly, it seemed everything was okay, but actually the bone fracture was not okay.
所以呢，虽然他们说你是下一任的球队队长，我说我连上场都不能上场，当什么队长？不必了。
Even though they told me that you are the leader for our team next time, but actually I can't even go play the game anymore.
所以你知道，一个肢体如果严重的受伤，整个身体受的影响是非常非常的强大。
Therefore, you know, if one member of the body is seriously injured, then the entire body is being impacted very seriously.
那我们进入天父与神儿子的交通，就是求主帮助我们成为一个健康的肢体。
So as we enter into the fellowship between Heavenly Father and the Son, that is, may the Lord help us to be a healthy member.
如果真的是神让弟兄姊妹知道了神的心意，那希望主也帮助我。如果那是真的神要的，也让我们知道。
If truly God has let brothers and sisters understand God's will, then may the Lord also help me so I can also understand.
所以这里有一个切慕，就是这不是这个中文说切慕属灵的恩赐，那个其实恩赐原文是点点点是没有的，要切慕属灵的。
So even though Chinese says that we should desire spiritual gifts, but actually in original text, it just says that desire spiritual.
所以我们在主面前需要羡慕主使我们能够进入属灵的实际，能够成为供应的器。
So we should really desire before the Lord that to help us to enter into the reality of being spiritual and become the vessel that can provide.
而其中更要羡慕的是什么？这里是讲说做先知讲道。
And what's even more we should desire is that we may prophesy.
我想这里这一章里面所讲的先知讲道，不是讲站讲台。
I think as we talk about prophecy here, it does not mean that to speak on the podium.
这里讲的什么？是在一个聚会里面，他能够由神圣灵感动他，那个合乎神心意的话语能够交通释放出来。
Here it talks about that in a gathering that one can be moved according to the Holy Spirit and he can share according to the words that can provide.
所以那个交通可能不是一下子交通一个小时，也可能只有五分钟，也可能只有三分钟，也可能十分钟，就是是一个有限度，但是呢是充满了神的供应。
That kind of sharing might not be 1 hour, but might be just 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But that, although that's limited, but full of the provision of God.
所以如果我们在主面前有一个好的属灵的光景，每一个弟兄姊妹都有可能主把话能够借着他来帮助。
So if we have a good spiritual condition before the Lord, then each brother or sister can be used by the Lord to provide his words.
第三节说,
Verse 3 says,
但做先知讲道的, 却是对人说, 要造就, 安慰, 劝勉人。
But he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort.
所以这里有一个, 这个先知讲道的内容是, 它会产生的结果就是, 真的有造就, 造就就是建造, 然后呢, 安慰和劝勉。
So the result of the prophecy is that it can edify, which means build up, and exhortation and comfort.
那到底什么能够造就我们?
So what exactly can edify us?
我们如果只谈谈日常的生活的吃吃喝喝, 我们也觉得很高兴, 但是它不一定是属灵的建造。
So if we just talk about what we eat, what we drink, maybe we are very happy, but those might not be spiritual edification.
所以这个属灵的建造其实跟主把我们带进这个交通的这个代价是有关系的。
So the spiritual edification has to do with the price being paid as the Lord brought us into the spiritual fellowship.
如果我们不是被带到那个与主真正交通的实际, 恐怕我们也很难有真正建造性的话语出现。
If we are not being really brought into the true reality of the fellowship with the Lord, then it will be hard for us to have words of edification.
所以不管是建造性的话语，或者是安慰，这个安慰是从神来的安慰，不光是人的安慰，因为叫人遇见神，能够恢复跟神之间的关系。
So regardless of its edification or the comfort from God, so that one can be restored to be the to the relationship between God and man can be restored.
而且使人真正得到神的劝勉。你知道我们常常是很需要被劝勉的。
And also that one can really receive the exhortation from God, and you know how much we really need such exhortation.
我自己回想我自己人生的经历就是，我曾经是一个 不太懂得被人家劝，就听不懂的人。
As I think about my life experience, that I used to be someone not easily can be exhorted.
人家对我有帮助的话，我好像当做垃圾一样丢在一边。
I just cast away those words that could help me.
但是只有到神开我的眼睛，我才发现，那个话实在是对我是一个很大的帮助。
Not only until God opened my eyes, then I realized those words truly were so helpful to me.
但并不是说当弟兄姊妹有这样的话交通出来的时候，其他弟兄姊妹就很歇斯底里的，你一定要很紧张的去照着行。But
it's not that when someone shared the words of exhortation, then others really hysterically that say, "Oh, you must do this."
交通的是把神托付的释放出来。
For those who share, he shared what God has entrusted him.
听交通的，他需要带到神面前去寻求这个话是不是出于神，他愿不愿意顺，因为顺服神的缘故，他愿意接受这个交通。And
for those who listen such sharing, then they should bring this before God and to know whether this sharing is truly from God or not, and also if he's willing to accept such sharing.
如果他还够不上到顺服这个交通的这个地步，交通的人你也不用觉得受伤，你也不用觉得好像神没有做事。And
if the person is not yet able to obey such sharing, then the one who shares also should not feel hurt.
所以其实在这上面有一句话说，当有先知，当有人起来交通的时候，其他人都要慎思，要明辨。
And in this chapter, it says that when someone shares that, others should really examine what one says.
也就是说，在这样的交通机会里面，有的是真的出于神，有的呢，并不见得真的出于神。It
means that in such sharing, some truly are from God, but some are not.
我们需要自己到神面前去，把听到的这些交通的话，让神给我们第一手的开启，或者给我们。
We have to come before God and let God give us first-hand revelation and also let God filter for us.
所以我们才能够真正从神那里得到帮助。
So then we can truly receive help from God.
啊, 所以这个不但是造就安慰劝勉，而且在第六节说，弟兄们，我到你们那里去，若只说方言，不用启示或知识或预言或教训给你们讲解，我与你们有什么益处呢？
So it's not only edification, exhortation, and comfort. And also verse 6 says that, Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what should I profit you except I should speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine?
所以这里告诉我们，当我们团体跟弟兄姊妹在一起，一起交通，进入了天父与神儿子的交通的时候，你会得到神的启示，属天的启示。
So here it tells us, as we enter into the corporate fellowship with brothers, sisters, and also with Heavenly Father and Son, you will receive the godly revelation.
你也会得到这个知识，不是书本上得到的，是圣灵经过生命制作过，或带到是属灵的那个知识。
And also receive the knowledge which is not from books, but through the work of spirit, which is spiritual knowledge.
这个知识是叫我们能够跟神的关系能够建立的更稳固。
And this knowledge will help us to confirm and also make our relationship with God even more firm.
所以是帮我们这些知识不是只是好像说说啊，听听啊，哎呀，我现在多知道一个想法。
For those knowledge are not just what we heard or what we talk about or any kind of concept.
我在服侍教会的这个经历当中，有些东西我就觉得让我印象很深刻。
For I have some deep impression as I serve many gatherings.
有时候有时候跟一些弟兄姊妹在一起服侍的时候，就发现呢，有的人呢，他完全不知道这是出于神的。
When I serve together with some brothers, sometimes I realize that some really do not understand certain things are from God.
当有真正从神来的时候，哎，居然人一点都没有感觉到是出于神的。
When something is really from God, but people really do not realize it.
而把它当作什么呢？只是许多说法的其中一个说法。
And they took it as it's just one of the sayings among many.
那这只是告诉我们说，我们还需要更多的进入那个交通，需要更多的学习。
And this tells us that we should furthermore enter into such fellowship and should have much more learning.
这个是不能勉强的。
We cannot force this to happen.
所以这个属灵的知识不是靠书本得来的。
So the spiritual knowledge cannot be understood by books.
那个在彼得后书他是这么讲。
In Second Peter it says.
第五节说，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
Verse 5 says that besides the giving all
有信心
add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge.
所以你发现信心，你有了信心，然后你根据信心，然后就产生一些行动出来。
So after you have faith, based on the faith, then you there are some works.
所以这些行动不是根据你那些外面的知识。
So all those works is not based on your outward knowledge.
这个信心，这个行动是根据神在你里面给你信心，你的信心就踏在神的带领底下往前走。
So this kind of action is based on the faith that's given by God. Then you walk according to the faith.
当你顺着信心，顺着神带领往前走的时候，里面产生一个知识，产生一个认识出来。
So when you walk according to faith and continue to go forward with God, then there's the result comes knowledge.
所以你发现这个知识得着的过程，不是靠我们天然的聪明。
So you realize that in the process of receiving such knowledge is not based on our natural wisdom.
这个知识得到的过程是看你跟神有多亲密，多愿意顺服他。
The process of receiving such knowledge is based on how intimate you are with Lord and how much you're willing to draw close to Him.
如果我不愿意照着神在我信心上带领的， 我就没有下面这个东西。
If I'm not willing to obey the leading of the Lord by faith, then I do not receive anything else.
所以有了信心，又加上德行；有了德行，又加上知识。
Therefore, it's add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge.
这个不是一般的知识。
That is not just common knowledge.
啊，我记得我以前啊得救不久哈，啊我也热心传福音，在我的办公室开始。不但传福音，开始聚会。
I remember after, not long after I believed the Lord, I was very zealous, and so I started to share gospel, and also there's gatherings in my office.
那时候我也大发热心了、啊，哇，拼命的讲啊，拼命的讲。
I was also very zealous that I keep speaking.
因为那时候我看了一些书，我也听了很多录音，所以呢，我的头脑知道东西，就是我听懂了一些东西。
Because I have read some books, also listened to some messages, so my mind understands something.
我可能是昨天听到的，或者刚才听到的，我就等一下就讲出来了。
It might be that I just heard yesterday or just now that immediately I share out.
我讲的好高兴啊，听人家听得也蛮高兴的。
I was so happy when I say those, and also other people were so happy when they heard.
直到有一天哈、啊，我在讲的时候啊，里面有个声音说，你讲的是你不知道的。
Until one day when I was talking, then there's a voice inside of me saying that what you said is what you don't know.
我一边讲，一边有个声音说，你讲的是你不知道的。
When I keep talking, then there's a voice telling me what you said is what you don't even know.
我还讲，那个声音还在说，你讲的是你不知道的。
So as I continue to talk, then this voice continues.
等我聚完会停下来的时候，我就，哎呀，我真的也不知道那个东西。
After the gathering, when I stopped, then I realized it's true that there are meaning I don't know.
所以后来我就停下来，就学习这个，有了信心加上德行，有了德行加上知识。
Then later on, I stopped and I learned about add to faith virtue and to virtue knowledge.
好，我想因为时间的缘故，我就暂停在这个地方，但是。希望主给我们带我们进入更多在灵里面的交通，使得聚会充满了主的显现和同在。
Due to time that I will stop here, but may the Lord bring us into more fellowship with Him so that our gathering is full of His manifestation and presence.
好，我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们真是能够进入天父与神儿子的交通。
Lord, we thank you so that we can truly enter into the fellowship between Heavenly Father and the Son.
愿你用你丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，把我们不但带入个人跟你这样交通，也进入能够教会团体，能够在你面前有这个团体的交通。
May the riches of your loving kindness and mercy that bring us not only that us individually can fellowship with you, but also corporately have this fellowship with you.
让你自己的生命。能够在教会中长成，让你自己的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So your life can be fully grown in church, and your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
谢谢你给我们有这样特殊的恩典。
Thank you for giving us such special grace.
愿你带领我们进入那一切的丰富和实际。
Pray that you guide us into all the riches and reality.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.